Welcome to The Awakened Homeowner. Thinking about a new home or remodel, but feeling lost in a maze of decisions? You're in the right place. I'm William Reed, and for over three decades, I've coordinated the design and construction of hundreds of remodel and new home projects. I know the process can feel overwhelming, but trust me, you can do this. Here, we break it all down step by step so you can feel confident, empowered, and even excited about your project. No stress, no guesswork, just the guidance you need to bring your dream home to life. Let's dive in. Welcome, everybody. Bill Reed here with the Awakened Homeowner Show. Thanks for hanging in with me as I figure out this whole podcasting gig. It's been fun so far. I'm really enjoying it, and I hope you're getting some little tidbits of information that's going to help you with your project. Today, we're still focused on the Discovery Series, which is everything that needs to be done before you start embarking on your project by picking up the phone or calling contractors. Part four is all about delusions. So you may recall, and if you're just diving into this episode and haven't gotten into any of the previous ones, we're in the Discovery Series. In the first episode, we talked about creating a personal and property profile, which really is all about setting expectations for yourself and for your architect when it comes to designing your project. And that was a big part of what we covered there. The next thing we're going to be talking about is the delusions that can set in. And the delusions are things that are out there in the world that really impact homeowners when it comes to thinking about a project. A lot of it has to do with cost. I'm going to get into that a little deeper today, but I'm first going to talk about some other things surrounding cost. Then we'll dig in deep to this whole thing called cost per square foot. One of the things that I've experienced with homeowners is the emotions that come into play with doing a project, especially a new home project or a substantial remodel. And that could be latching on to particular images and inspirations that you accumulated, or a particular lot or home that you've got your eye on, and you start really zeroing in on purchasing that lot or buying that home, knowing that you're going to be building a home or doing a major remodel, and you're going to figure it out. At least that's what you think. And cost is always the lurking elephant in the room. It really is the tough question to answer, even for professionals, let alone homeowners. So what do? You go out and you start asking questions to people. You start reading blogs. You start Googling it on the internet. And you keep going and you keep going. And you finally find the answers you're looking for. But do you really know if those are the answers that are accurate? Human nature is to keep searching for solutions that seem to fit you well, such as a low price cost per square foot or a low price for a project. So let's talk a little bit about some of these delusions. There's two questions that really homeowners ask, even from the very first few seconds or minutes of meeting a new client that wants to build a project. And that is, how much will it cost and how long will it take? And these are the quintessential problems in this business. Is you're going to get a million different answers, and eventually you'll be able to cherry pick one out that you like, not necessarily that's true. So what we're going to try to do is start with a clean slate and back up a little bit so that you can get a good foundation of knowledge before you venture off on your project. One of the first culprits that I know is out there, and I'm sure you do too, is the media and even social influencers out there that are talking about remodeling homes. And some of them are very responsible, especially on the social influencer side or the social media side. Some people are really responsible out there and try to get the realistic numbers out there for people. But for the most part, you're not hearing what you need to hear. And that's a big part of my mission, is to get you to hear what you're supposed to hear, not what you want to hear. And then we'll try to reconcile that. So when you look at the media, you look at some of these shows. There's one I can think of that was called America's Home Makeover. All these DIY shows, again, from the time and cost perspective, they're filming productions. Some of these shows last a half hour long, showing instant transformation of kitchens and construction of new homes. And it really, even though it seems realistic in the half hour, 30 minute episode, it's not. And I'm sure you even know that. But it's so easy to gravitate towards the excitement and the speed and some of the costs that are proclaimed they spend, that the reality kind of gets put in the backseat. Some of the things that you see, like such the 3D transformations when they do these drawings online, they show you, here's the kitchen before, and then we instantly created this drawing, and here's the kitchen after. Or here's a blank lot, and then here's a home that we can put on it that's custom designed for Joe and Betty Smith. Behind the scenes went on hours and hours, if not weeks and months, of design work and specifications and documenting the project. So it can be done in a productive way. So put that aside right off the bat and don't think that you're going to meet with your architect and then the next day or even that afternoon, they're going to just whip out some 3D drawings, because it's not going to happen. Just get it out of your brain right now, because it's just not going to happen. The other thing that happens with these projects is the timeline. So you see the resources that go into these projects that you see online, and the clips and the crews coming and going. They've condensed this down to seconds and minutes of a project progressing. It's just not really how it happens. And if they claim that it happens, we'll remodel this kitchen in 3 days or 5 days. The drywall mud takes longer than that to dry sometimes. So I don't understand it. I don't know why they do it. But if you've ever gotten behind the scenes of production, you know that there's a lot of fancy footwork that goes on to make things look like they do on the show, but really aren't reality. You just have to remember that these shows are designed for entertainment, to make a profit, to build excitement so they can get advertisers. So just keep that in mind and have fun with it. Look for ideas and inspirations, but don't think your project's going to go that way right off the bat. The next one is friends and family and colleagues that you talk to. When you reach out to your friends and family and colleagues about a project and ask them how their project went or how much their project cost, there's a couple things that happen. One of them is, I believe it's human nature to not share what the project entirely cost you to your friends. So when somebody asks you, how much did you spend on your new home project? People say, oh, I spent $150 a square foot on my project. I'm so proud of that. And then you go, okay, that's great. I'm just going to bank that information and keep asking around. Some people don't keep asking around and they just lock in with that number and go with it. I see this on Facebook groups a lot. And there are people out there that are talking about $120 a square foot, $150 a square foot to build a home. Frankly, it's BS. And why is that? There's a few reasons. And I'm going to talk about cost per square foot, so I'm not going to get hung up on that right now. But a big part of it is because they're not sharing everything they spent, and they're also not sharing that they did a lot of the work themselves, which may not be the case for you. You may want to do it the good old traditional way, which is hire an architect and a designer, hire a contractor, and get your project done efficiently. So we'll move on to that later. But just remember that when you're talking with your friends and colleagues, when you ask that question about their kitchen remodel project, the second question should be, can you tell me a little bit more about what you did? And did you do any of the work yourself? Did you provide any of the materials yourself? Did you hire a designer? Did you hire a contractor? Get into the details and just ask open-ended questions and have them just tell you more about their project. Because how they did their project may not be precisely how you want to do your project. You might be the type of people that don't have the time to do your own demolition or install your own cabinetry, where they did. And they didn't factor their time into their cost, which is way distorted when it comes to trying to compare costs on a project that may be similar to yours. So once you know the basis of talking with friends and family and colleagues about projects, understand that, and then you can factor that in as you start to eventually move to talking with contractors and architects about projects. So that's the second thing about delusions that can really throw you off the loop. And if you're not aware of it, you're going to get sucked into it. And that's what I'm here for you. That's why I'm here for you. The other one is construction and design professionals. Construction and design professionals, you would think, and they do, have more insight into cost of projects. But how you go about asking them is really critical so that you can get a true understanding. So now you've talked with your friends. You've watched the media shows. You've blown those off, but you had fun watching them. You've talked with your friends and your colleagues. And you're starting to get an idea, but you still don't believe it. And I recommend you be very skeptical of some of the answers you get, but use it as a baseline to begin with. So with dealing with professionals, the first thing you need to know is what to ask. And we'll talk a little bit about that. I'm going to read a little story about that. The second hurdle is understanding the different roles of the professionals you're talking with, architects and contractors. And third, you articulating your projects in great detail so that they understand what you're up to. Those are the three components of talking with construction professionals. So here's a scenario where you begin to start talking with an architect. And here's a little, I'm going to just read this to you because this is what I wrote about in my book. Having an elusive and unrealistic budget is where the process begins to fall apart. Designing towards a budget, especially if you need clarifications and don't convey your actual budget, is a challenge. And it puts your designer in a tough place. I often see a few scenarios in particular. So here's your example. You go to Fred the architect with your ideas, and you have Ace the Builder's $300 cost per square foot budget locked into your brain. Since you're comfortable with Ace's price, you begin the design process without bothering Fred with your understanding of what the project might cost. Fred listens well, responds with useful design solutions, and even offers a few new ideas that may cost a bit more, you're okay with that because there's some wiggle room in your budget, quote unquote, wiggle. That's one scenario. You go to Fred the architect with your ideas and share your budget goal. Fred stares blankly and doesn't believe you, thinks you're sandbagging him, because that always happens. Homeowners always exceed their budget. This is what Fred's thinking. So Fred nods and takes your money to design the project. The plans are completed and ready for the permit. You go back to Ace to get a final cost and are floored by the budget, which is now double what you had in mind. The plans are worthless. Or you go to Fred the architect and share your budget, and Fred says the budget is unrealistic based on his experience. It's hard to convey how much more it could cost until the design has been completed. You now must make a call. But if you're like most homeowners, you have zero experience in these matters. Okay, you think. How much more could it be compared to Ace's quote, 20%, 30%? You decide that you can handle that and you'll take the plunge. If Ace's cost winds up being too high, you think, I'll find someone else. So these are some scenarios when you start to deal with an architect, you start asking a contractor what costs may your project be. When you approach a contractor to build a project, and you start asking questions, the infamous question, how much is this going to cost? Here's what I want to do. How much is this going to cost? Your architect or your contractor is going to say, we can do a new home project for about $250 a square foot. And you think to yourself, wow, that's great. I think I'm going to go with that. Most people stop there. They don't keep asking more questions like, how about, does that include the plans? Does that include interior design? Does that include all the materials? Does that include your profit and overhead as the general contractor to manage the project? What kind of flooring are you thinking? There's so many variables that come into play that your $250 square foot budget may not be anywhere near what you are going to spend because of what your preferences are. when you go to some of these Facebook groups, and I do recommend you, if you're serious about this, join a few Facebook groups and start listening to what everybody's saying. You're going to get things all over the spectrum, but there are some smart people in there that are saying, don't believe the $150 per square foot number because it's not going to be accurate to what you want. When talking with a contractor early on, you're going to need to ask the right questions. Their tendencies, contractors, builders, for the most part, tend to not lowball you per se, but they will just blurt out a number that they think it costs. Many contractors, unless they're very professional contractors, have never really analyzed the cost of their past projects. They don't even know, a lot of them don't even know if they made any money on the projects. They just keep going day by day, building the next project, hoping to pay their bills. Well, whereas a more professional contractor has taken the time to analyze their past projects, even set up different quality levels, evaluated them by cost per square foot for both new construction and remodeling, and have data basically that they use to be able to answer those questions intelligently. So that is some really key information for dealing with design and construction professionals. Now, design professionals, architects, interior designers, you would think have the most knowledge because they're the ones designing towards a budget. In my experience, architects and designers don't have the closest touch point on the budget. These are creative people that want to create beautiful things, and the cost is not necessarily at the top of their mind or in the front of their mind. Now, architects are very professional people for the most part and can help you with that. But it's the homeowner's responsibility to be able to ask them for that help. So when you talk with an architect, even before you hire them, you can ask them these same questions. And one of the things you can do with an architect is ask questions like this. Have you ever done any projects similar to mine? They probably have if they're an experienced professional architect. And did you see that project all the way through to the end and understand how much that project cost? And if they say yes, then ask them if they would share that information with you. An architect is very capable of helping you with this during the design phase once you hire them. But we're not talking about the times after you hired them. We're talking about the time before you hire them. Ask to see the plans, ask to discuss the project cost if they have that information. If they don't, ask if they could talk with a contractor that did that project, who contracted for the construction of that project, and get information from them.
All right, quick reminder, everybody. Everything we're talking about today and so much more is in the Awaken Homeowner book. At less than 0.1% of your project cost, it's the best investment you'll make. Grab your copy on Amazon and keep it by your side throughout your entire project. Trust me, you'll refer to it again and again.
Here you're covering a couple bases. One, you've opened up a conversation with a potential, how they answer these questions and how interested they are in answering these questions is a really good qualifier if this is the kind of architect you want to deal with. If they also have a strong relationship with a contractor, this is also another base you're covering. Now you've got a lead for a contractor and you'll be able to interact with them and talk about the cost of that particular sample project. And now you can start getting a little bit closer, actually a lot closer, to what you may want to budget for your project. The next step in this discovery series is budgeting. And this is why we're doing this now. Is we're trying to overcome the delusions, and the big one is cost. The budget is the biggest, number one thing on people's mind. Even if you don't care how much your project's gonna cost, people still wanna know so they can allocate the funds. So delusions is a big one, and the cost is the biggest. So start talking with your friends and your colleagues, start talking with contractors, start talking with designers, to get a sense before you make any, maybe even the biggest decision of your life, at least when it comes to where you're living and your home, which is a pretty big one. maybe the biggest. I don't know. Now, we're going to dig in a little bit deeper into this cost per square foot thing, because that is the big thing that's all over the internet. And I use it myself as a builder and a contractor. It's a way to come up with some very rough budgets for projects. So I've written a blog post about this, and you can go onto my website and read about it. But I want to talk about it a little bit, because if you as a homeowner are in this discovery stage, one of the first things you're probably going to do is search on the internet, how much does it cost per square foot to build a home? You're going to get just completely blown away by the amount of information out there, the discrepancies, the ranges. It is all over the place. There really are people talking about building a home for under $100 a square foot. This isn't the 1970s, so I don't know where these people are or how they can possibly do it. And if they can do it, then maybe we should hire them. No, probably not. And then there's people talking about $150 a square foot. What does all this include? Nobody really knows. Then you do have some people out there, they start getting into a little bit more reality, such as $300 a square foot and even $500 and up. So you can see that I'm not sure it's going to help you much when you start Googling that. It's going to help. At least we'll get some kind of sense. But here's what happens with homeowners. It's like a human nature thing. So it's not your fault. But you start reading, you don't know what you don't know. For the most part, people are saying $175 a square foot. All right, I'm going to budget $200 a square foot when I start thinking about cost for my project. You're still wrong, and you don't know it. And you're going to spend thousands, tens of thousands, maybe even more on a custom set of plans for your project. And if you don't take the right steps during that process, you're dead meat. You are not going to be able to build your project. Or you're going to have to go into much higher level of debt than you planned, or you'll have to delay it, or so on. Be careful on the internet when you start searching for how much does it cost per square foot. There are some databases in the world that try to come up with an accurate cost per square foot. One of them is the National Association of Home Builders, the NAHB. They generate a report. And what they do is they interview a host of large builders across the nation and generate a pretty accurate, I should say, detailed report for how much production home builders are paying to build homes. Production home builders. We're not talking about high-end custom residential homes. We're not talking about very complicated, involved residential remodels and expansions. We're talking about a good baseline, which is the NAHB annual report. But you'll see on there, I think, don't quote me on this, but I think it was like in the $150 per square foot range. But that's what I'm saying. This is where people are starting to get distorted. There's a lot of websites out there that their number one goal is to get you to click on their website. And they're going, if you search for that, how much does it cost per square foot to build a home? They know what your interests are. They want you to click on their article. They want traction to their website. And they're using this data to write articles about it. People that don't know what they're talking about. Now, not everybody. There are some really good people out there writing really good articles about cost per square foot. And you're going to want to look for those. Because they're the ones that say you might want to start more like at $300 or $400 or $500 or $600 per square foot rather than what we're reading out there online because of this factor and that factor. But you have to find those. Don't believe the lowest number. Don't get sucked into that. And a lot of people do. Or even take the lowest number and add a little bit to it because you want to be safe. Don't do that. You're going to want to talk with the right people, ask the right questions, and then do some research and come up with a realistic number. Some of the things that you have to consider that a lot of people don't when they start thinking about budget. In fact, some of these people on the Facebook groups are notorious for this. When building a custom home, or I guess a remodel, but mostly a custom home or a home, you have to factor in the land purchase, how much the lot costs. There's websites out there that say you should budget $10,000 or $20,000 for a lot purchase. Really? That's possible, I guess, if you're in a very remote location and it's not a very desirable lot. I'm from California, so my mind's going to be a little distorted, but there's a lot of people out there, oh no, I didn't include that in my budget because I already own the land or the land was given to me. The other thing that you want to think about, and especially before you purchase the lot, is the site preparation, the complexity of the site. What if it's a very steep hillside site? What if it's hard to get to? What if it requires a long road of access to get to the lot? What about tree removal? What about the potential hazards on the site, such as flood zones or earthquake geologic hazards? Has anybody looked at the soils analysis? So the site preparation and complexity factors directly into the budget of the project. So when you're out looking for a lot, I love this view, but there's big boulders sticking out and it's a 45 degree slope, you're probably screwing yourselves unless you have plenty of money and don't care how much it's going to cost. Talking with an architect or a designer, not your real estate agent, not the developer of the lots, but an actual architect to help you make a good choice about the lot is imperative. The utilities. So a lot of people will say, yeah, I built my home for $150 a square foot. One of my questions is going to be, does that include all the work for the utilities to get the power to the site, the water to the site? Are there utilities to the site? What about the sewer? What about the septic system? What about getting electricity to the site? What about connection fees? One development up where I live, it costs, I think, $18,000 to connect to the power. That's crazy. Was that factored into the budget? So land acquisition, site preparation, utilities, these are a lot of the work and the purchases that are made before you even dig a scoop of dirt. Another one is called soft costs. You might hear that word. Soft costs are the monies you have to spend before you dig a shovel of dirt as well. Things like architectural design fees, purchasing plans from these online plan sources, and how adequate are they? Can you just buy them for $1,500 and just send them to the city for a permit? You can't. And that's one thing you need to understand. When you buy plans online, first of all, they're like cookie cutter plan sets, although there are some pretty cool ones out there. You still have to hire a local engineer. You probably will want to modify the design. You're going to have more costs. People on Facebook groups are saying, I spent $1,000 from homeplans.com. They don't like to talk about the fact that it cost them $5,000 or $10,000 to make the plans what they wanted. So keep that in mind. Engineering services tied to what I just talked about. Engineering services or other design consultants such as civil engineer, structural engineer, soils reports to make sure the soil you're building into is sturdy enough. Sometimes in larger scale custom home projects, you may need to retain mechanical, electrical, plumbing, fire protection consultants and engineers to help you design the project. What about the permit fees? What about the approval process? The permit process can take time and money. And also, what about the HOA? What about complying with an HOA? That costs money. That takes time. Are you in an HOA? Is the lot that you want to purchase in an HOA, homeowners association? This is really important. Interior design services, part of the design fees. Are you planning to hire one? Do you know if you need to hire one? Do you think you can do it yourself? When you look at, again, going back to some of these Facebook groups, pictures of the projects they boasting they spent $185 on per square foot, you look at them, you can tell why. And then people are asking questions. I got the cabinets from IKEA. If you want to build a low-end house, there's ways to do it. You have to do a lot of the work yourself, maybe all of it. You have to buy cheap materials and find a mediocre lot. That's not the niche I'm used to, so you're probably not going to hear a lot about me in this podcast and in my book about how to be your own contractor and how to build a project really cheap. There's other people out there doing that. My niche is to help people that want to build a quality home go into it informed and not get blown away. So that's my goal here. Another aspect is the construction side. So that I just touched on the soft costs there, but the construction side, what about the quality level? If you want to build a high quality, high-end custom home, how much does that cost per square foot? You can build different levels of quality with the same plans on the same lot. You can build a different level of quality and massage your budget by building a different set of plans on the same lot. So you have to think about the quality level that you want. If you've purchased homes before or built homes before, you have experience, you're going to want to share this with your architect and designer and contractor that, look, I've done this before. I don't want to ever do this again. I want an 8 out of 10, at least. So don't even bring me mediocre products. Or you could take the approach of, I'm not sure exactly, but I'd like to see a high, medium, low, and some of the biggest options, such as the windows or the floor plan, things like that. I'd like to be empowered to make those decisions. I have built before, I've had remodeled before, but I want to understand the trade-offs and the value of some of the decisions. It's a very personalized business. You can tailor it to how you want based on your experience and your quality level that you're looking for. The general contractor, construction management, and overhead fees. So again, I'm going to obsess on these Facebook groups because I just think a lot of them are a joke. But again, some of them are great. Did you hire a general contractor to do your project? How about that question? No, I just did it all myself. It took me 3 years to build it. Okay, great. Now I know that I don't want to have anything to do with what you did. Or I do want to do with what you did, and I want to put up with that timeline and save what I think saves money. And we'll talk about this topic much later, but people think that they're going to save money by being their own general contractor. Between mistakes and lack of relationships with subs and suppliers, don't bank on it. And if you do, it's going to be minimal in my mind. You're much better off hiring a general contractor that has relationships, that can get the project done on time within a reasonable budget, and you can do what you do best. That's my take. That's my opinion. You do what you want to do. And if you want to be a DIYer, if you want to do what's called an owner builder, all the more power to you. The book I've written is going to help you a lot. And I can even offer consulting services on that as well. So that's a big part of it. Interior design services are, sorry, I went a little tangent there. Interior design services are imperative to a quality outcome. You could try it yourself. I wouldn't assume it's going to come out great unless you have experience. You don't have to spend a ton of money on interior design services. You can bring somebody in early on to pull together all of the material choices and specifications, or you could have them carry you all the way through the project doing drawings and details. Nothing wrong with that. That's what I've done a lot with my projects, is I act as the general contractor and builder, and I had my own staff of interior designers that were awesome, that did the plans, that did the details, that helped pick out the materials. And I pushed them pretty hard to learn all aspects of residential design, and I think some of them really benefited from it. So the last one in this whole cost per square foot thing is contingencies. Allowances, having a contingency or an allowance for cost overruns. This is a percentage number that you should always have in the back of your brain or on your spreadsheet that you need to have available so that when you do get surprises, you don't get totally blindsided. I'm running out of time here. That was the goal today, to make you aware of the delusions out there that you don't even necessarily know are deluding you. Being aware of them, just being aware, is going to help you act accordingly, help you to dig in deeper to get more information. That's what this is about. I dove into the cost per square foot thing. That's an important part of this because the next episode is going to be about building a budget, which gets a lot more detailed, a lot more intricate. And I want you to think between now and then, what is your investment goal? Forget about the budget. Forget about the pictures that are getting you really excited. We love those and we're going to need those. But think about your investment goal. How much you want to invest in this property? How much should you invest in this property? How much could you invest in this property? Then we'll be working on a budget and then we're going to compare the two. That's what I have for you today. I really invite you to join the community. You can go to my website, theawakenedhomeowner.com, where I'm starting to build more and more information. It's an ongoing process. I'm starting to build a community of like-minded homeowners and professionals that is going to be a private community. We're not going to talk about bitching and moaning about what you're experiencing on your project, although I'm happy to help with that. It's really more about everything that you need to do before you break ground, before you even spend $1, especially in this discovery phase. My book, The Awakened Homeowner, is just about to go live of today's April something of 2025. It'll be live April 25th, 2025, all over the online bookstores. I'd recommend, if you're serious about taking a project on, I'd recommend you invest in it. The cost of the book is nothing compared to what you're going to spend on your project. And that is it. My name is Bill Reed, and this is The Awakened Homeowner Show. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning into The Awakened Homeowner. Remember, you've got the power to take control of your project from day one. If you're ready to dive deeper, grab The Awakened Homeowner book on Amazon. It's your roadmap to success. Join our community at theawakenedhomeowner.com and download our free story, The Tale of Two Homeowners. And here's something exciting. I'm developing an app called BuildQuest that's going to revolutionize how you plan and manage your project. Visit buildquest.co to become a founding member and test drive the app when it launches. Follow us on social media and hit that subscribe button. All the links are in the show notes and bio. Got questions? I'd love to hear from you. This is Bill Reed. You got this.